Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about self-esteem. Alrighty, let's break into this topic of self-esteem. Self-esteem is a very rich and deep topic, and it affects the quality and the success that you have in your life, and also the happiness level that you achieve in your life. And a lot of the information that I'm bringing to you here is coming from Nathaniel Brandon's amazing seminal work on self-esteem, which is called The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem. We're going to go into some definitions of what self-esteem is. We're going to define it. We're going to talk about some of the influences on self-esteem, why you might have low self-esteem, and how you might start to go about correcting it. And we're actually going to go in and break down and look at each of the six pillars that Nathaniel Brandon talks about. It's a very rich topic, so I encourage you to buy the book if you want to really know a lot more. This is going to be kind of an introductory segment where I really tell you why self-esteem is important and what you should be doing with it. All right, so what is self-esteem? Let's take a technical definition. And really, it's a two-parter definition, and I'm going to read this off. This is how Nathaniel Brandon states it. Self-esteem is the disposition to experience oneself as competent to cope with the basic challenges of life and as being worthy of happiness. Let me read that again. It's the disposition to experience oneself as competent to cope with the basic challenges of life and as worthy of happiness. Okay, this is a really powerful, powerful definition. And it's got two components to it, as you can see. The first component is called self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is basically your ability to think for yourself and to direct your own life. How competent do you feel that you can create a good life for yourself? How competent do you feel that you can take care of yourself and handle the things that need to be handled? So that's one big part of self-esteem. Where do you rank yourself on that? Ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, would you say you have low self-efficacy? That would mean a 1. Or do you have a very high self-efficacy? That would be a 10. High self-efficacy means that you think you can go out there and create the kind of life that you want. You're not a victim. You can do whatever you want. You feel like you have the power. You feel that, yes, there are tough situations in life, but no matter what happens, ultimately you can sort it out, you know? If you've got a bad relationship, you can sort that out or find a new relationship. If you've got a bad job, you can figure that part out in your life, or you can go find a new job. If you've got trouble with your health or with anything else, with your education, anything, you feel that ultimately you have control, that you are the master of your own life when it comes down to it. If you're at that kind of level, then you're at a 10. And if you're at the opposite end of that spectrum, then you feel like you can't do anything in life. You feel like you're a victim. You feel like the world is hemming you in, that basically your hands are tied behind your back. You feel like you're crippled. You feel like that the world is out to get you, that it's against you, and that society is structured to hold you back. That is low, low, low self-efficacy. So that's the first part. The second part of low self-esteem is self-respect. How much do you respect yourself? Do you believe that you have value inherently as a human being, as you are right now? Do you believe that you have a right to be happy? Do you believe that you deserve to be happy? Do you believe that people in relationships deserve to, you know, must treat you well, and that you deserve to be treated well? And that you don't deserve to settle for anything in life. You don't need to suffer on behalf of anyone. You don't need to endure situations. You don't need to be miserable. You don't need to be a victim. You deserve to be confident. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be strong. You deserve everything that you want. Where do you rank yourself on that? Let's put a scale on that as well, on a scale of 1 to 10. If you're at a 1, that means you have no self-respect. That means basically you don't value your own happiness, and you are a doormat. You let other people walk all over you. And because you do that, people gladly come in there and they victimize you, and they take advantage of you because you're a doormat. On the other hand, if you have very high self-respect, then what do you believe? You believe that you are valuable. You believe that you are the most valuable thing in life because this is your life and you are the center of it. So you're the most valuable thing. You have an absolute right to be happy and that you don't need to go and change yourself for other people. You can be happy right now as you are and you deserve everything that you want. That would be a 10. So rank yourself there. All right. So basically we've got these two components, self-efficacy and self-respect. Ideally, you want to be at 10s on both of these. There's no reason you should be anything less than a 10, right? You want full self-efficacy, full control over your life, or at least the feeling of control, and you want full self-respect, right? Deserving happiness, having inherent value. Self-esteem is nothing external. This is an important point to make. Self-esteem has everything to do with the internals, your mindsets, who you think you are, your beliefs, your self-image, your subconscious mind. That's where the self-esteem is coming from. That's where it's operating. This is not about people. This is not about life. This is not about external circumstances. This is not about your boss or the wife that nags you or the husband that abuses you. It's not about that. Self-esteem is here. It's inside. This is all what I call inner game, right? This is your psychology at play. So you got to really ask yourself, where are you on these scales? And if you're watching a video about self-esteem, then I can probably assume that you're somewhere low on this, right? A high self-esteem person is confident, assertive, life is going relatively well for them. Even if there's trouble, they feel confident that they can go and fix it. It's the low self-esteem person that really runs into problems. Because if you're ones, if you're at a one and a one on both of these scales, then it's going to be very hard for you to live an extraordinary life. In fact, your life is going to be very, very miserable because you feel like your hands are tied behind your back. So you feel like you can't change anything. And then you also feel like you don't deserve to be happy. So this is the kind of situation that will lead to abuse. This is the kind of situation that will lead to a very miserable type of life, a very dysfunctional type of life, dysfunctional relationships, perhaps drug abuse, various negative addictions that hold you back. Basically everything that robs you of your dreams and your potential. So it's very important to first of all, recognize where are you on these scales. Go ahead and write down your numbers. And after you figure out where you are on these two scales, if you're low, and by low, I would say if you're at a 4 or below, so 4, a 3, a 2, or a 1, if you rank yourself 4 or below, then you got to tell yourself that, okay, I got a self-esteem issue. I got low self-esteem, and therefore, you know, this is not the end of the world. I'm not to blame. Don't blame yourself for it. Don't get discouraged. Don't get disheartened. This is just being honest. This is being introspective, right? This is an honest evaluation of where you're at right now. Now you recognize that you got some work to do. You gotta want to fix this problem. So first, to fix a problem, you gotta recognize that you even have one. So this is good that we've quantified it. Now you know where you're at. If you're above a 4, let's say you're at a 5, a 6, or a 7, you're doing pretty good. That's probably average. And so there you would, if you want to, you could work on it. Or you could keep doing what you're doing. Maybe you have other priorities, other issues you want to worry about. And if you're at a 8, a 9, or a 10, well, you're doing awesome. Then you've got no problems at all. And you probably maybe a little bit have too much self-esteem. Maybe that self-esteem is causing you some problems. Maybe you're a little bit too arrogant, a little bit too self-sure of yourself, and that's getting you into some trouble. So it could even play out like that. But generally, high self-esteem, awesome if you don't go totally overboard and you don't abuse it. So now for the low self-esteem people. The first thing you got to realize is that what we're talking about with these numbers, this is a general level of self-esteem, right? So this is not one particular moment where you felt crippled or where you felt like you had no control. This is not one particular moment where you felt like you shouldn't be happy. I mean, you're going to have ups and downs throughout your days and throughout your weeks. So that's okay. It's an average. What we're taking here is maybe like a weekly or a monthly average of your self-esteem. Don't expect it to always be perfect. It's never going to be always at a 10. Even someone who is at a 10 level of self-esteem on average, he or she is going to have days where they're feeling like they can't do anything, they're feeling like a victim, or they're going to have parts of their life where they feel like they don't have control, or where they don't feel like they can be satisfied. And that's okay. What we're doing here is we're kind of taking an average, right? We're getting just a general scope of where you're at. So let's talk a little bit about some of the causes of low self-esteem. So we know now what self-esteem is. It's got these two components. What are some of the causes? Well, most self-esteem issues are self-image issues, right? The self-image, and I've got other videos that talk specifically about self-image and subconscious mind and ego. You might want to check each one of those out. But self-image here, just to quickly recap, that's basically an internal model of who you think you are. This is who you think you are. This is who you think you should be, how you should behave, what your values are, how you see other people as perceiving you, what you perceive your strengths and your weaknesses as, all of this. These are all beliefs, and a lot of this self-image is completely unconscious. It's operating within you, in your mind, deep down in there, and you probably don't realize even a little sliver of everything that's in that self-image. And that self-image could be negative. That self-image could be limiting you in many, many ways. One of the ways it could be limiting you is that it's creating some sort of belief about who you inherently are. And this is where I think most self-esteem issues come from, is negative images and beliefs about who you think you are. So maybe you feel like you're not smart, like you're an inherently stupid, unintelligent person. Maybe you feel like you're not attractive physically or in other ways. You feel like you're not attractive to the opposite sex. Maybe you feel like you're clumsy. You're a clumsy person. Maybe you feel like you're bad with money. Maybe you feel like you're bad in relationships. Maybe you feel like you're very shy. Maybe you feel like there's something else wrong with you, or just a general sense that there's something wrong with you. Maybe you feel like you're unlovable. Maybe you feel that you're not perfect the way that you are right now. Maybe you feel like you don't deserve happiness. Maybe you feel like you have to work really hard to acquire love and to acquire happiness, right? Maybe you feel like you're bad with money. So all of these could be potential limiting beliefs that you have somewhere in your self-image. And usually where these come from is childhood. As a child, growing up from about the age of 3 to the age of 12, well, you're very impressionable. And a lot of times if you grew up in a family situation that's not very stable and stuff happened, you might have had just a, you know, stray situation that came in there and left a really big negative impression. So maybe someone told you that you were fat when you were a kid. Maybe someone told you that you were ugly. Maybe someone told you that you're going to be a failure, you're not going to amount to anything. Maybe someone told you that they don't love you and nobody ever will love you. Maybe a parent told you this. Maybe someone at school told you this. Maybe a bully told you this, a sibling, whoever. And somehow you now have this programming running in the back of your mind, and it is causing you to feel unconfident. It's causing you to feel like you don't have control in life. It's causing you to feel like you don't deserve what other people deserve. And you see other people out there, and they're being happy, and they're being very confident, they're going out there and taking action, but you feel like you're crippled because you've got one of these kind of emotional scars operating deep down inside of you. So, I mean, this is a really deep issue, and I can't get into all of it here. You can get therapy for that kind of stuff. You can get coaching for that kind of stuff. I coach people around that. You can also do your own personal development to start to iron those things out. And I have many other videos that cover those types of techniques more in depth. So you'll want to search for those. In this video, I'm just going to say that a lot of your self-esteem issues are rooted in your childhood or some other traumatic events. So if you've never sat down, you might want to just sit down and do a little bit of journaling and kind of look back at your life. If you have low self-esteem, look back at your life and just see what are some of the incidents that could have caused that. It's important to go back there and to start to dig around a little bit, because it's going to give you more awareness, more understanding about what is really going on. It's going to help separate you from it. Because right now, if you've got low self-esteem, you're very attached to it. You feel like it's really you. It couldn't be otherwise. Well, you know what? That self-image, it's very malleable. You can totally change it. That's the nice thing about all this, is that with enough personal development work and introspection and therapy and coaching or whatever other techniques you use, books, seminars, you know, however you want to do it, you can work through all that stuff and you can get yourself back into a high level self-esteem. This stuff is all changeable. So we're not pegging you at any place. We're saying this is where you are. Now do a little bit of work and you can be at a 10. All right. So I think the best way to fix self-esteem personally that I've found is through deep inner work, being very honest, looking very deeply into your past, really psychoanalyzing yourself. And then action, going out there and starting to take action and starting to correct this stuff. Because once you understand what the problems are, then you also start to get a sense of what the solutions are and what the actions are that you need to take to start to correct that. And there are many books out there that will help you to figure out exact action steps. You can get coaching on it, like I said, or therapy works as well. All right, so enough of that. That's how to fix it. What I want to cover before I leave is I want to cover the six pillars of self-esteem themselves, as Nathaniel Brandon talks about them in the book. And he literally has mountains of words to say about each one. Here, I'm just going to kind of gloss over them. So what are the six pillars of self-esteem? And you can actually follow these to start to build yourself up. And you can also rank yourself on each one of these pillars just to see where exactly is your low self-esteem focused in. Which of these pillars? So number one is you've got the first pillar. The first pillar is the practice of living consciously. Are you living your life consciously? Are you aware? Are you mindful of the behaviors and the thoughts that you're having? If you're not, then you're going to have low self-esteem. If you are, you're going to have high self-esteem. The second pillar is the practice of self-acceptance. Do you or do you not accept yourself as you are? Or do you always criticize and judge yourself and tell yourself you have to be better and smarter and prettier and all these other types of things? Or can you just accept yourself and be happy with who you are? That greatly affects your self-esteem level. The third pillar is the practice of self-responsibility. Do you actually take responsibility for your life? Not just the good parts, but the bad parts too, right? This is a two-way street. You can't just take responsibility for the good stuff. You got to take the responsibility for the bad stuff too. The stuff that you think is hurting you the most, the place where you feel like you're a victim, are you willing to take responsibility for it? Because if you're not, you're going to stay stuck a victim and you're going to have low self-esteem. So self-responsibility is so critical. The fourth pillar is the practice of self-assertiveness. How assertive are you? How assertive are you, especially around other people? How assertive are you with your own values, your own principles, your own philosophy, your own goals? Do you feel like this is something that's important, that's worth fighting for, that you have to go out there and fight for, even in the face of resistance from others? Well, it's really important to build up your assertiveness. That also builds up your confidence, and that is going to build up your self-esteem. The next pillar, pillar number five, is the pillar of living purposefully. So do you have a purpose in your life? Do you have something that your life is about? Something that's important? Something that's greater than just yourself? Do you have a life purpose? I have so many videos that talk about life purpose. I think this is one of the most important ideas in all personal development. To be happy, to be confident, to be peaceful in your life, and to be successful too, you need to have a sense of purpose. That's pillar number five. And the final pillar, pillar number six, is personal integrity. Do you have personal integrity? What that means is, do you live up to your own expectations of yourself? Or are you always faltering? Are you always being lazy? Are you failing to execute on the things you know you need to execute? Are you keeping your own promises to yourself? Are you living in line with your own highest values? If you're not, your self-esteem is going to be shot. And if you are, your self-esteem is going to go through the roof. All right, so those are the six pillars of self-esteem. You can take a look at each one of those and see where you're lacking. And then you can create a program for yourself to focus on it and to start to work your way out. If you need help with that, get coaching. All right, so this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. This is what I have to say about self-esteem. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear feedback. Please like this. Please share it. Click the like button right now. Spread the word. And of course, come check out actualize.org right here. Sign up to my newsletter. The reason you want to sign up is because I'm releasing articles and videos for free every single week to help you stay on track with your dreams. The whole point of these videos and of actualize.org is to help you self-actualize. It's to help you create a life of extraordinary quality. How do you create a life where you're really on track with your dreams and you're executing on it, you're actually getting those dreams accomplished, you're feeling excellent, and you're always growing? How do you do that? Well, what I've discovered is that the best way to do that is to become a hobbyist of personal development. Watch this material, whether it's my material or somebody else's material, or reading books or attending seminars. You know, you have to kind of keep up with it. And as you're keeping up with it, that is what keeps you on track with your dreams. If you just watch one video and you forget it, then you're never going to really get the full growth, nowhere near the growth that you could be getting. You're going to be leaving so much on the table. So what you do is you sign up right here, and I'm sending you free stuff. I'm keeping you reminded of your own highest self, your own goals, your own dreams, keep pushing you, giving you the tools and resources you need to actually accomplish those, right? I've spent so much time studying this stuff, literally over $100,000 of material processed from books to seminars to various programs that I've studied and read, and I bring you the golden nuggets. So go to actualize.org and sign up. We've got amazing goodies just for signing up, an exclusive 19-part video series, chance to win some free coaching with me, and other stuff that I'm going to be releasing in the months ahead. So go ahead and check that out.